Digital detox. Could you live without your phone for a week? Our phones connect us to everything, but is it time to put them down for a while? Imagine waking up tomorrow to find that your phone has vanished. No notifications, no messages, no maps, just silence. For most of us, the thought is strangely unsettling. Our phones wake us, guide us, entertain us, and keep us close to the people we love. Yet a growing number of people are choosing, for a day or even a week, to put them down on purpose. We stay online for good reasons: work, friendships, news, and the simple pull of habit. But there is a cost. Research links heavy phone use to less sleep, shorter attention spans, and rising anxiety. The constant stream of updates can become hours of mindless scrolling, and every buzz is another distraction that pulls us out of the moment. Still, technology is not the enemy. The same device that steals our attention can translate a language, call for help in an emergency, or keep us close to family far away. The problem is rarely the tool itself. It is how and how often we use it. This is where a digital detox comes in. It does not mean throwing your phone away. It means small, intentional choices. No screens during meals, one quiet evening a week, or leaving the phone outside the bedroom at night. Some people even disconnect completely for a weekend and rediscover how it feels simply to be bored. The goal isn't to stop using technology, but to use it more intentionally. Could you put your phone down for a week?